Palmer's city council has voted to end fluoridation of the city's water supply. In a 6-2-1 vote, the council decided to stop adding the mineral, which is known to help prevent tooth decay. Palmer has been adding fluoride to its water since 1967. The decision last week was made because of the increased availability of fluoride in toothpaste and dental treatments, according to Palmer Deputy Mayor Richard Best. He said naturally occurring fluoride is already in Palmer water. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention approves fluoride in community water systems. Palmer joins Fairbanks and Juneau in stopping the fluoride treatments. Earlier this year, the Fairbanks Fluoride Task Force recommended that Fairbanks cease fluoridating its water. The advocacy group Fluoride Free Fairbanks lobbied for the change because that city has naturally occurring fluoride anyway, according to spokesman Douglas Yates. Higher concentrations of the mineral in the water system could pose health risks.
Science now shows that people are getting excess amounts of fluoride in their bodies, and that it damages IQ, it damages the kidneys, and it damages the bones.
Yates says new information by independent researchers has been developed during the past decade. The CDC's website indicates no evidence showing a link between water fluoridation and negative health impacts on people or animals.